Is it Daf Yud Gimel? So we got to the top, the Mishnah, four lines down from the top. The Gemara says, "Who, or rather, he Omer Mukas Eitz Ani, who Omer Lo Kiel Jusas Ish At." So they have a debate whether she was violated by a man or it was a Mukas Eitz. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Ne Menes, she is trusted, and Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Mipia Anuchaim, we don't trust her." We assume she was with a man until she brings a proof otherwise. So there's a machlok, as we already saw referred to on the other day. So Gemara now says, Tanisayu b'mai. What exactly were the tainas back and forth? Rashi explains in three lines down, Tanisayu b'mai, mahi tova'aso mahi hu rotze litain. What's her tovea? What does he want to do? So Gemara explains this machlokas here. Rabbi Yochanan amar b'masayim umana, and Rabbi Eliezer amar b'mana v'lo klum. That she's claiming she wants full 200, and he says only a mana. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, she's claiming only a mana, and he says, you deserve nothing. So the Gemara explains, what's the machlokas here? That Rabbi Yochanan, Amar b'masayim umana, that the machlokas is whether she's owed 200 or 100, Savala ki Rabbi Meir. He holds like Rabbi Meir, who holds, that we saw the other day, that Amar bein hikirba, bein lo hikirba, masayim. Then the situation of her mukas eitz, right, Meir felt, whether or not the husband was aware or unaware that she's Mukas Eitz, she gets a full 200. So that's why she's claiming a 200. We look at Rashi to explain here. Rashi says, Kesavar Rabbi Yochanan, it's around eight narrow lines down in Rashi. Kesavar Rabbi Yochanan, Kansa Bechezkas Besula, V'nimtes Be'ula Yeshlamana. The din is if he married her with the thought of her being a Besula. But it turned out she's a Be'ula, so she gets 100. So that's what he claims, that you're a Be'ula. It's 100 you only get. When she claims a mukas eitz, that no, I wasn't Jusas eitz, I was mukas eitz, Masi Rabbi Meir, that we're Masayim, that a woman who claims mukas eitz, who is a mukas eitz, she actually gets a full 200. So this machlok is whether it gets 200 or 100, is in the opinion of Rabbi Meir, because in her taina that she's mukas eitz, and that she gets a Masayim, that only works with the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who again holds Bein Hikirba, Bein Lo Hikirba, she gets Masayim. That's the world of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara wants to know, what about Rabbi Elazar? Who holds machlokas between the two of them is whether she gets a mana or nothing. Rabbi Elazar Omer, b'mana v'lo klum, savala k'rabanan, damar bein hikirba, bein lo hikirba, mana. The Rabbanan hold, whether or not the husband was aware that she's a mukas eitz or not, she gets a mana. So when she claims, I'm a mukas eitz, so she gets a mana, that's according to Rabbanan. But according to the Rabbi Yeshua, it says, no, he thinks, that she actually gets nothing because she's a Jusas each. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar and understanding the Mishnah here. So the Gemara now says, Bishma, I understand Rabbi Elazar, who said the machlokas is about mana v'lo klum, who goes like Rabbanan. I understand why lo kamar k'Rabbi Yochanan, because the kamoki like Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan was assuming like Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Elazar was assuming like Rabbanan. So we always pasken like Rabbanan, so we understand why Rabbi Elazar embraced the shita of Rabbanan, that's a machlok is about man of loklum, and went against Rabbi Yochanan, who felt like it was like Rabbi Meir. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, my time alo amar ku Rabbi Elazar. Why wasn't Rabbi Yochanan convinced to learn this mishnah like Rabbi Elazar, like the shita of Rabbanan? Why didn't he choose that way? So the Gemara explains, Kesavar kansa b'chezkas besula v'nimtes b'ula yeshla ksuba mana. So why didn't he hold that way? So hacha hu kamar mana, Vikamer mana, ma'ike ben taina didei l'taina dida. Because in his world, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar assumes that a husband who marries someone b'cheskes basula, but she turned out to be a bula, so she gets a mana. So now it comes out that he claims a mana and she claims a mana. There's no machlokas. In other words, his taina is you're a bula, okay? And your world that she's a bula, so she actually gets a mana. And if she says no, I'm Jusas ish. So if she assumes, if we assume like Chachamim, Chamho, the Jusas Ish is also mana. So they're both actually making the same taina here. The only way to explain that there's a difference in what they're being Toveya is, it must be that you're working within the world of Rabbi Meir, whereby a Jusas Ish is not a mana, but rather it's a Masayim. Otherwise it wouldn't make sense. Again, because he assumes that Kansa Bechezkas Besula Venimtes Bula gets a mana, the only way to explain her Masayim, that she's different, is if you assume that like Rabbi Meir. The Gemara then says further, Bishma, I understand, L'Rebbe Elazar, who again told us the machlokas is between mana v'lo klum, and is working within the shita of Chachamim, that you only get a mana for Jusas Ish. So I understand, Hainu de Katani Tarti. I understand why there are two cases of the Mishnah, why we have the case of today's Mishnah about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and of yesterday's Mishnah about the case of Mishnah Satani Nenasti, that machlok is also about Rabbi Gamliel versus Rabbi Yeshua. There's two different halachas we're going to learn from each Mishnah. Chada lafuke midrabi chami, midrami bar chama, the chada lafuke midrabi chia bar abin, amar of sheshes. Each Mishnah's teaching is a different din. Look at Rashi to explain what we learned from each of these Mishnayos. Says Rashi, Chada lafuke midrami bar chama, v'chada lafuke v'chule. He omeris, Mishir Satani nenasti, that was yesterday's Mishnah, that machlokas, she says, when I was engaged, nenasti, and he says, no, you were already violated from before you got engaged, it was a mekachtos. So Tana, that Mishnah from yesterday, the Misteba, v'haya mikpi mekachtos, and the husband says it was from before you were engaged, you were nivela, and therefore to mekachtos, and you get nothing. Legamri mashma, v'ein laklum, you get nothing. So that whole discussion, yesterday's Mishnah, was lafuke midiravchia bar abin, to exclude from his opinion, that Malayal, he taught us in Daf Yud Aleph, konsa b'cheskas basula, v'nim says b'ula, a man marries a woman assuming she was a basula. And turns out that she's actually a b'ula, Yeshla ksuba mana. So Rav Sheshes felt you get a mana. So our Mishnah tells us, no, you don't get a mana in that case. You actually get nothing in that case. V'tanahi omeris. So that's yesterday's Mishnah. Today's Mishnah, the top of Yud Gimel, Tanahi omeris mukas eitz, where she says, I was mukas eitz, lafuki midrami barchama, damr le'el, gabi mukas eitz, ava lo hikir ba diverko lo klum. That the other day we learned that a mukas eitz, if he was on lo hikirba, you actually get nothing. But we learn from today's Mishnah, no, a mukas eitz actually gets a mana. So each of these Mishnayos, yesterday's Mishnah and today's Mishnah, are teaching us two different dinim. So I get why both are necessary. However, back inside the Gemara, Ela l'Rabbi Yochanan, in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the Mishnah here today on Daf Yud Gimel is working within position of Rav Meir, that bein hikirba, bein lo hikirba, you get masayim. So then the question becomes, so tarti lamali, why do you need two different Mishnayos? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ela l'Rabbi Yochanan, damar kansa b'cheskas basula, v'nim says b'ula, yesh la ksuba mana, im kein my mekach tals digatani amasayim, ava mana yesh la, lamali l'misei klal lahi. So we already learned yesterday's Daf, that concept, yesterday's Mishnah, the concept of the Mekach Talos is not a full Mekach Talos. We're repeating the same thing twice. Can Ela Shemina and Plukes, the Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, Bibar Vishema, Vaoki Mamon, Bechazkez Maria, Lesechada, Lafukum, Medami, Berchamer, Lashminim, Pluksayu. In other words, the Mishnahs are teaching us the same exact halacha both times. They both assume that again, a concept, Bechazkez Basula, Venimtez Bula, both are going to get a Ksuba Mana. So why teach that twice? And the Gemara tells you, you know why I need to teach both Mishnahs according to Rabbi Yochanan? It's for the following reason. The Gemara says, "Chada lo diacha kocha de Rabbi Gamliel." One is to tell me to what extent, how far Rabbi Gamliel is willing to go to trust her, and the other Mishnah, "Chada lo diacha kocha de Rabbi Yeshua," to teach us the extent of how far Rabbi Yeshua is going to go that we don't trust. We follow the chazaka. In other words, Kamaisu, the first Mishnah from yesterday's daf about the machlokas when she was nivela, whether it's before Erisin or after Erisin, that first Mishnah is telling us, lo diacha kocha de Rabbi Yeshua, that we don't trust her, we trust the chazaka, that she's a bula, the alpha gav dikla meimer migo, even though there's a migo to say, which might give her more strength in emenes, in the end of the day, lo mehemna, we don't trust her, that's what we learned from yesterday's Mishnah. And as for today's Mishnah, besraisa, today, the second Mishnah, today's Mishnah on top, even though there's migo in this case, there's no migo in this case of Jusas Ish and Mukas Eitz, yet still, we still believe her anyways. That shows you how far Rabbi Gamliel is willing to go. Okay, now back inside, the new Mishnah tells us. If he sees her talking to another man, we'll see what midaberes really means. It doesn't really mean speaking, it means more than just speaking. It's a nice way of talking. But he sees her speaking to another man, Vamrula, and they say to her, Mativo shel ishze, what is the nature, what is the status, what's the yichus of that person you were talking with, which again really means you were either in privacy with him or you were nivela from that man. What was the status of that person? Ish ploni v'kohen hu, it's so-and-so was his name and he's a kohen. So do we trust her to say that he's a kohen and she's still considered kosher, or and that what the child status is? So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer Omeris, and then she's trusted to say that she was not violated by a puzzle person. He was a Kohen, and the child's a Kohen as well. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer lo mipia anu dachayin. We don't trust her. Elaharezu b'cheskas bula. We assume she's a bula. L'nisinu l'mamzer. We assume the worst case scenario. She was with a man who's going to disqualify her. She's going to make her puzzle to the kuna. And until ad shetavi raya l'dvareha, until we assume, until we find that proof that that man in fact was a Kohen. So Mishnah says further, Hayisam Uberis, if she becomes pregnant, we don't know who, she has no husband, she's not married. Viamrlawi, they say to her, Mativasha Uberze, what's the status, the nature, the yichas of this fetus? So she says, Meish ploni v'kohen, who comes from so and so, and he's a Kohen, the child that's great yichas. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim, yet again, Nemenes, we trust her. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer lo mipia anuchaim, we don't trust her at all. El harezu becheskas muberes l'nesin l'mamzer, we assume again, first, a worst case scenario, that the child is a nesin l'mamzer, ad shetavi raya l'dver, until she proves DNA or whatnot, what the status of this child is. So the Gemara now says, ma midaberes, what does midaberes mean? The first half of the ratio of the Mishnah, when she's speaking to another man, what does that mean she's speaking? A woman can't speak to another man? So Ze'iri Amar Nisra. No, they went somewhere biyichud, and Rashi says Nisra v'yafal pishal ra'uho shenivula. Even though we never saw a bia, we just saw them went to a room by themselves. Nifsula lakuna, she becomes disqualified to marry a kohen according to Bishua. K'dilakaman demala asubiyuchsim. We have very high standards of maintaining yichus, and therefore we disqualify her if with Nisra alone. According to Rav Asi in the Gemara says, no, it wasn't Nistera, it wasn't that they went somewhere privately. Rav Asi Amar Nivola, we have proof that they actually had Bia. So it's something, of course, more severe than that. So the Gemara says, I understand Bishlama Liziri Haini Dekatani Medaberes. So Ziri, who thinks that they were just Stira, so I understand why the Mishnah says Medaberes. They're speaking in private. That makes sense. How to interpret the words Ra'u Medaberes, it means Nistera. But Ellen, in the world of Rav Asi, my Medaberes, how can you take the word Medaberes and suddenly say Medaberes actually means Bia? They're very two different things, speaking and Bia. So how could you interpret Medaberes to mean Nivola? So Gemara says, no, because Lishna Ma'alya, the Mishnah likes to use appropriate language, clean language, and we have other areas as well. Kedichsiv, it says in the Pasuk that appears in Mishlei, it says, Achla u'mochasa pia v'amra lo fa'alti oven. She ate and she denied it. So achla there does not mean eating, achla means actually bia. So just like the pasuk sometimes uses cleaner language, so too the Mishnah uses cleaner language, so we're not so bothered that the word midaberes can be interpreted to mean nivla. Okay, either way, there's machlokas whether midaberes refers to nistera, they were somewhere in private, or it means nivla, and they had bia. So Gemara said, Bishma, I understand according to Lizi'iri, who says midaberes means nistera, I get why hainu dikatani Midaberes u'muberes. The Mishnah has a ratio of Seifa. The ratio of Midaberes is Nistera, and the Seifa is Muberes, where there is actually Bia. But Ella Leravasi, who interpreted even the ratio of Midaberes to have Bia, Tarti Lamali, why do you have to have a ratio of Nivola and the Seifa Muberes? Isn't that the same exact case of the ratio of Seifa where there is Bia? And Gemara says, no. Gemara says that Lamali Chadu Lachshir Ba, V'chadu Lachshir Bebita. The ratio is telling me that we trust her, at least according to Rabbi Gamliel, we trust her to retain her chazaka of being kosher, and the Sefer is telling us we trust her legabe, the child, the bita, the daughter is also avichus. There's two different halachas. Yes, it might be the same scenario of bia, but in the end of the day, we're saying that both she and the daughter are both kosher. So the Gemara says that only makes sense, hanich leman damar, the divrei machshir ba, machshir bita, only according to the man damar, who in fact says we trust her legabe herself and also legabe her daughter, that they're both kosher. But there is a man damar that actually distinguishes. Eleman damar ledivrei machshir ba posel bebita ma'ik lememar. According to the one who holds that Rabbi Gamliel only trusts her legabe herself, but not legabe her daughter. So how are you going to explain what's going on in the Mishnah here? So the muberes we don't actually trust legabe the bita. So the Gemara says Rav Asi k'man damar ledivrei machshir ba machshir bebita. No, Rav Asi holds like the man damar that holds we trust her legabe herself and the gabi, her daughter, that's for the Ration Seifa. Mudaberis is Nivola, and Mubaris is the daughter. We trust both them. But Rav Asi could not interpret the Mishnah according to the other man, the Amar. So then the Gemara says, last three lines of the Amar here, Amar Leira Papa Leabaye, Liziiri, Damar Mai Mudaberis Nister. In the world of Ziri, who holds Mudaberis simply means that they were somewhere private together, but Amar Bishua, Lo Mehemne, Rav Bishua says, we don't trust her to say who this man was, so she's actually going to be puzzled. So Hamar Rav, Malkin al hayichud vein osrin al hayichud lema delok Rabbi Yeshua. That if a woman is at yichud with somebody else, we give her lashes, but but we don't asser her. So according to Ziri's understanding, Rabbi Shua actually says we would asser. If there's midaberes, which means nistera, we say that she's pasul. So how come this other statement of Rav, who says if she's yichud, at worst we give her malkos, but she doesn't asser her to her husband, everything remains mutter, she's still kasher. So clearly, lema de lo k'Rabbi Shua must be Rav did not hold like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua would asser her by yichud, and Rav says she's not asser by yichud. So Gemara says no, afilu tema Rabbi Shua, Mala also biyuchsim. Even Rabbi Shua works with this. In other words, if a married woman is biyuch with another man, we don't assume the worst. We assume she's still mutter to her husband. We give her lashes, but we don't say she's asr. So how come by the midaberes, which means nistera, we do say that woman's disqualified? Because when it comes to yichas, the status of a woman, the yichas, we have much higher standards in terms of who's marrying a kohen, who's not marrying a kohen. So there can be a distinction between whether she's asr to her husband and whether or not she retains her status of proper yichas to go ahead and marry a kohen. So Gemara now says,
if that was a kohen, then Rav would ask her then.
It sounds exactly. Sounds like if she was a kohen and a chanami, since the yichus, she becomes a zona now, and then or whatever the stats would be, and then mimele should be asked to her husband. I would assume so. Correct. So then the Gemara says last line here, last few words on the Almadir. Meisive ra'u shenichnasa im echad l'seiser. If we see that we should go somewhere in private with another man, oh l'churba, or what's churba mean? So if you look at Rashi in the top here, churba was stama labila shumakum liznus. If you remember the beginnings of Maseches Brachos, Daf Gimel or so, a makum churba that, I forget who it was davening in the side of the road was too distracting, went to a churba, and Eliyahu Navi says you don't got daven in a churba because there are mazikin that are there, and you should have davened on the road, and you shouldn't have davened in makum zonos. So he learned three things from Eliyahu Navi that time. But either way, we say a makum churba, a place of ruins, no one hangs out there, that's where people where znus would take place. So it says, don't go to a makum seser, don't go to a place of privacy, and don't go to a makum churva either, which is a makum of znus. So the Gemara then says, Amrula, they say to her, Mativo shal ish zeh, who is that man that you were with, either beseser or bechurva? So she says, he was a kohenu, the ben achi abba, or maybe he was the nephew. A nephew was allowed, the ben achi abba, who, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Nemenes, we trust her yet again. And Rabbi Shua, Omer, lo mi pi anuchayim, we don't trust her. Ela harei zu becheskes bula nesin lamamzer. We assume she married, she was with a man who disqualifies her. Ad shetavi rai ledverha, until she proves otherwise, that man in fact was a kohen or someone else was a kosher. So now that's the brisa. So what's the question? Bishma lezir, I understand, hainu dekotani tarti leseser. According to Ziri, who understood the Mishnah to be referring to a case of Nistira, so I get why the Baraita says two instances of either the Seser or Churba, because even Seser, even a Nistira case, and I had the whole discussion of that Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel versus Rabbi Shua, so I get why it's Seser or Churba. But Eler of Asi, who only says our Mishnah is a case of Nivela, but sounds like only by Bia is there concern of the status we wouldn't trust her possibly. But if it was only Stira alone, then we actually would trust it, even according to Rabbi Shua. So El Ravasi, Damar Nivela, Tarti Lamali, what are the two cases of Seser and Churba? He doesn't have any instance of Seser. For him, the only Shaila is one of Bia, which is a Makam Churba, not a Makam Seser. So the Gemara says, no, Chada Katani. Really, that Brisa, although it says Seser or Churba, it's really one case here. Chada Katani, L'Seser de Churba, they went in private, in a churba, but it's really for nivola, but there is no concern of stira alone is not really, does not pose a problem in the world of Rav Asi. Gemara says, how could you say that? The Braisa clearly states, v'ala seser, ola churba, katani. Two different cases. So Gemara says, you're right, there are two different cases, but there are two different cases of churba. A case of stira is not so much of a problem according to Rav Asi, but the two cases of churba, what are the two cases of churba? Chada la churba demasa, chada la churba de'avra. One is a churba, a ruin that's within the city limits, and one's a ruin that's outside in the field. So what's the chiddush? That they're both cases of makom znus, a concern of bia. And the Gemara explains here. The tzricha, you need to teach both types of churvas. Di ashmin and churva demasa, a ruin that appears in the city. B'hok k'machshir Rabbi Gamliel, that's where Rabbi Gamliel says, that. Oh, that's where we trust her, that b'mushim derov k'shem etzla, most people living in the city are kosher people, so that's why we could trust her. Ava, but maybe l'churba d'davra, a room that's out in the field where no one's around, derov psul metzla, who's hanging out in the field, the homeless, the people who are puzzled, so maybe ema modulei l'Rabbi Yeshua, maybe Rabbi Gamliel would agree to Rabbi Yeshua, we don't trust her. In fact, chavim k'mashlan, even a churva de davra, a ruin that's in the field, we still trust her according to Rabbi Gamliel. And the flip side, v'yashminana b'hiba hikama Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe only in the churba that's in the davra, in the field, that's where we don't trust her, according to Yeshua. Ava, but b'ha, in the ruin that's found in the city where most people are kosher, maybe ema modil Rabbi Gamliel, maybe Yeshua would agree to Rabbi Gamliel that we would trust her, tricha, that even in that case of the city, still Rabbi Yeshua does not trust her at all. That's why we have both cases of seser churba, but they're both cases of churba, according to Rav Asi. There is no concern of stira alone. Gemara asks another question now. Meisive. Zu edus she'isha ksherla. This is an edus that women are trusted in. What does that mean? So Gemara says that she says that so-and-so nivalti, that we trust her, she's kasher. So Rabbi Shua Omer, eidon emas. We don't trust the woman to say who she was nivala from. So Amar lehem, Rabbi Shua, i'atem modem, do you not agree to me? B'shvuya shenishbeis, a woman who's held captive. V'yeshla edim shenishbeis, and edim say we saw that she was held captive. V'yomeres Torah, you're right, I was, but in the end of the day, I was Torah. They didn't violate me. Sheinu nemes, we don't trust her. I mean, we have a mission we're going to see later on. I don't know if it's tomorrow's daf or sometime soon. That if she says on her own that I was nishbeis, I was held taken captive, but I was Torah, we trust her because the only reason why we know she was taken captive is based on her word. So, hapesha asa, hapesha iter. If she said she was nishbeis, we trust her also that she was tar. But if Adam say that we saw that you were nishbeis, we don't need you to tell me, we have Adam, then we assume once a woman is held captive, we assume the worst because the people who are holding her captive are most likely going to violate her. So we don't trust her. So Rabbi Yeshua says, do you not agree to me? If Adam say that she was nishbeis, v'hi omeres, and she says, I was, you're right, I agreed to the Adam, but I was tahor, we don't trust her, eino ne'emanus. So what's the response back? So we see we don't trust women. Amrulei, aval, correct, I agree to you. There's a difference. Yesh la edim v'lezu ein la edim. When there are edim, that you're shvuya, so we trust the edim. But here, there were no edim. We have to see exactly what that means exactly later on. So Amr lehem, af lezu yesh edim. No, they're edim as well. Meaning, when the woman said that she was with another man, we don't have edim, she was with another man. She just says, I was with a kohen. So there's no edim there. So Rabbi Shua says, what do you mean there were not Edom? Shari Krisa Ben Shinesh, she's pregnant. What greater Edom is there? Right? No two Edom saw the Bia, but the very fact that she's pregnant, there's no greater proof that she was with another man. So we don't need her to tell us she was with another man. So once we don't need her to tell us that she was with another man, we don't trust her either, Lagabe the Yichus of the man and the fetus. So Amru Lo, they say back, Rov Ov the Kochavim Prutim Barayos him. But they say back, okay, you're right. There's a difference. There's a raya that she's pregnant, that there are edim kiviyachol. But in the end of the day, when it comes to a shvuya, most non-Jews, the ones who are holding a captive, they're prutim. We don't trust the over the chacham to hold back. But when it comes to a woman who's willingly with another man and she's pregnant, most Jews are kosher. So that's why we trust that the yichus is good. So they send back, amulem eina patrapus l'arayos. There's no one, we don't trust anybody the gabi arayos, no one is trusted. What that means, the Gemara is going to explain that response exactly. And then, Bamed Vamamun, when is it all true? Only Be'edish Isha Begufa. With respect to her own status, Aval Edish Isha Bebita, Divya Kol Havlad Shtuki. With respect to the status of the daughter, everybody agrees she's a Shtuki. Shtuki means we don't know who the father is. So a lot of things unclear in this Brisa. So Gemara now wants to explain what's going on, and then we'll fit this in what the question and answer is. So my Kamerlu, what exactly did he say back to them? Umay Kamadrilele, what was the response here? So Gemara said, Halchi Kamerlu, Hishvastu al Hamuberis. So okay, you answered us, Lagabi the Muberis. In other words, Lagabi the Muberis. Let's look at some Rashi to make things a little bit clearer. Go to Rashi. Rashi says here, let's take a look at, look where Rashi says, Rashi in eight lines down, Lezu Yesh Le'edim, Shenivala. The chayvin shen nishbeis, when a woman's held captive, levein over the kacham amongst the non-Jews, behem prutzim barayos kulanu edim shenivela. Once you've edim that she was held captive, that's in essence having edim that she was nivela. V'lozu ein edim shenivela shlo ra'u ela medaberes. We only saw her talk to someone, but we never saw actual bia. Migo di bai amra lo nivalti. Once she could have said, I didn't have bia, ki amr nami lakashin nivalti mehemda. But she does admit that she did have Bia, but once she's trusted to say she had Bia, she also trusted to say who she had Bia with. So the Gemara then says, Rashi says further, Af lezu, kolom af kan, yesh achas, sheyesh la'edim, v'atem chokim alai v'yosem muberis. So Amr Le, they say back, so, look at Rashi, be'edis isha begufa, go down a few lines, kolom relahach she'es asma lakuna. We trust her legabe herself, We trust her, legabe herself, but not legabe her daughter. We haven't gotten to the answer yet. Next, Rashi, my kamerlu. Klomer, my kamerlu, iu de kam hadrele, ienu de rov of the cham prutim baraz. What was that question? They said, but most non Jews are prutimim. Klum tshuva hi zu al mash amar lehem af yesh la'edim. That doesn't answer the question of the fact that she's muberis. That is in essence having edim. How is that a response? Ein lecha parts go to be zesed, Rashi, the kachazina and dinis abra mimena. We saw that she became pregnant. Isn't that edis? So the Gemara says that no. Go back inside the Gemara now. That hachi kamerlu. Hishavtanu, hishavtanu al muberis. You answer the question muberis, that you're right. Muberis is like having edim. But matah shivenu al medaberis. What are you going to answer about a woman who spoke? Midaberis hainu shvuya. Midaberis is a case of shvuya, which means, it says Rashi, midaberis hainu shvuya, ma midaberis ein le'edim, says Rashi, af shvuya ein le'edim bibila, v'atem achzikin asa b'kinivila. The case of shvuya, no one actually saw bia. I agree. When there's pregnancy, when muberis, that's edim that she was nivila. But shvuya, there's no edis. No one saw, we just saw that she was held captive, but no one saw there's actual bia. So midaberis is the same exact thing. By midaberis, when she spoke to a person or went in steer with somebody else, there's no but edim that there was actual bia. So how could you say the cases are they really should be the same thing? So Gemara says no. Amrulo shiny shvuya the rov of the kachavim prutim barails him. So legabe shvuya, I agree. There are no edim that there were bia, but there's so many reglaim the davar, so much to prove that if the captors are goyim, they're prutim. We assume there is bia. You don't need edim to tell me there's bia. But midaberis, when she's talking bistir with somebody else, there's no, they're not goyim, it's referring to just talking to another Jew. We don't assume he was a parts. So then the response is, Rabbi Shua says back, no, Amr lehem, hanami, that is well, even by a Jew, kevin the stater, once they're in privacy, once they're b'yichad, ein apatropas la'raas, we don't trust anybody, even the greatest tzaddik in the makum of yichad, nobody is trusted, katan. So that's the whole long bride, so that's the whole conversation. So in the end of the day, Rabbi Shua says, we don't trust two Jews in the privacy, because they ain't apachapas l'arayos. Rabbi Gamliel says, we still trust her. She's an emanus who it is. In the end of the day, katani mias, after it's all said and done, tarti midaberis umuberis. There are two examples here in the Braisa. One is speaking, and one is muberis. So there's a case of stira, and a case of abia, tiyufta, the Ravasi tiyufta, because Ravasi felt in the Mishnah there's only one case. As he interpreted midaberis referring to muberis as well, it's all the same case, but this brisa clearly is referring to two different cases, so this brisa is a tiyufta to Rav Asi's understanding. So Gemara now says, v'tepik lei dehasam rov psum eisla. Why don't you say the case of Rabbi Shua, granted that there's ein apachapas l'arayos, and it's not entirely comparable, but look at Rashi, he says, tepik lei, l'Rabbi Shua parach, nehi nami dein apachapas l'arayos. We don't trust anybody, legabe arayos and yichud. Tepik lei, delo dami l'shuya. In the end of the day, it's still not comparable to shuya. The hasim, by the case of shuya, rov psulim. But when it comes to the case of the yichud, most people are kshayrim. So again, the Gemara says, tepik lei, the hasim over there, even though we don't trust anybody by yichud, hasim by the shuya is rov psulim etzla. But hacha here, by the case of stira, rov kshayrim etzla. So Gemara says, Messiah lei, this is supports Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's understanding. Then Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, the divri ha-machshir, machshir filo b'rov psulim, the divri ha-posa, posa filo b'rov kshem. No. In the end of the day, whenever we're machshir, even though most of the men might be considered rov psulim, we trust. And those who say pasul, we don't trust them, even if most people are going to make shayrim, we assume the worst. We assume the worst, why? Because of the people who are going to be doing the wrong things, apostle people. I mean, just because you live in a city where most people are kosher, in the end, who are the ones going to go to steer with another woman? Most likely the apostle people, the people who are not trusted, the people who are disqualified. That's why it's not really based on numbers. It's based on more the psulim versus ksherim. So Gemara now says further, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the divrei ha-machshir ba-machshir bibita, the divrei ha-posa, posa ba-bibita. The one we trust her legabi herself, we not only trust her, we also trust the daughter as kosher. And the one who says pasul, that she's pasul, we don't trust her, we also don't trust the status of the daughter. Comes along now Rabbi Elazar, Omer, no, l'divrei ha-machshir ba posa bibita. Even the one who holds that we trust her legabe herself, we don't trust her legabe her daughter. Why not? What's the difference? Omer Rabbi, my time with Rabbi Elazar, why we distinguish between her and her daughter? Bishma, I understand, ihi, she, isle cheskas de kashrus. That this girl, this mother, she had a chazaka being a kasher woman, a ksheira. But bibita, lese chazaka de kashrus. The daughter who came into the world, she never had a previous chazaka. She never existed. She came into the world lacking a chazaka. Therefore, we're allowed to assume the worst for the daughter because she lacks a chazaka. Asks Gemara now, Esive, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar, who felt that you do make a distinction between her and the daughter, he asks Rabbi Elazar the following question. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, Bemetim, Amur, when is this true? When do we trust her? Be'edis Isha, Begufa, we trust her, that she trusted Lagabi, her own status. Aval, Edis Isha, Bebita, Divyakol, Havlad Shuki. We just saw above in the previous Brisa that Lagabi, the child we don't trust her, is that not my love, Shuki, puzzle? A Shuki, Shuki is a person. It's a mission, the end of Maseches Kedushin mentions, the last parak there, a shuki is, we don't know who the father is. A shuki is someone who's possible, because a father could be anybody. So it seems that we only trust her, legabe gufa, not legabe bita. That's the question to Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, no, not true, lo. Shuki v'kasha. She's a shtuki, meaning we don't know who the father is, but she's still kosher. How could that be? Meek a shtuki kosher? Is there a case where shtuki, you don't know who the father is, but you could trust that the daughter has good yichas? How could that be? Where's it in? I'll tell you the following case that it's trusted that she's a Kohen, the child's a Kohen, even though we don't know the father. Kiddush Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Asar Kohanim Omnim, there are 10 Kohanim standing in a group. Upir Shechamim, one had kind of slipped away. Ubal, and he had beer with a woman, and that woman became pregnant, had a child. Havlad Shuki, that child is Shuki. My Shuki, what does Shuki mean? Ilema, that we quiet him when he tries to collect his father's property. Pshita, of course, because mi yadin avu amanu, we don't know who the father is. He slipped away. We have no idea who the father is. It's pashut. He can't collect any Yerusha from any of the 10 Kohanim. We don't know who the Kohen was. Ella shemashtika noso medin kuna. We quiet him from serving as a Kohen. Dichsev ha'iselo lazaro acharov bris kunas olam. That he and his children continue the legacy of being a Kohen. Mi shazaro miyuchas acharov. The only one who could serve as a Kohen if he knows who his father is. Yatazet to exclude this case. She'ein zaro miyuchas acharov. He doesn't know his father. But even though he doesn't know his father, he still is vaday a Kohen. He still has yichas. There's just a technicality that he can't serve in the Beis Midrash, but he doesn't know who his father is. But the ma'isa, he's kasher kidi truma, and he can marry another woman. So therefore, it's acceptable. Just look at Rashi in the top. The Rashi writes here, around 6 lines up, Havlad Shtuki, V'yafal Pisha Barlon Shemir Kohen Kasher Bar, even though we know for sure he came from a Kohen, Vay Shtuki Akarcha Kasher Yuchsen, he has good Yichas, Vim Nikevahi, Ruhi Le Kohen, Vikar Le Shtuke, but just he can't work in the Beis HaMikdash and can't eat Truma, but he does have Yichas, so that's a Shtuki that in fact is Kasher. Okay, we're not going to review today, but everybody should have a wonderful day.
Can Shtuki's son